staying healthy.
Blog Talk Radio.
Join us. Share with your friends.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, ni hao. In India, namaste. In Japan, konnichiwa. In Korea, 안녕하세요. In Russia, zdravstvuyte. In Germany, guten tag. In Poland, dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, saubona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Welcome, welcome to another beautiful Friday with health and well-being with Beata. That's me. We're going to really go diving into the chakras today. These beautiful symbols behind me, if you're on Facebook, are all about chakras. And you may be able to see the triangles in each one. So we're going to learn how these energy centers affect our health and how they can help us be healthier and balanced in our energy. We're all energy. This is an amazing biological computer. If you think about the way we measure our heartbeat, it's all electrical pulses, energy. So these centers just represent a certain area of our body that can teach us a whole lot about our health and make choices. And I also have some awesome audios from people around the globe who are going to just enlighten us and lift us up today. Here in Florida, I live in Florida, and it's just so interesting to see the activities in the mind of the Floridians. That's just as it represents, I think, the whole globe, where people are so divided on everything. It's time to go back to school. Kids are excited. The kids are so free, and the kids are having a ball, and the parents are fighting about wearing a mask. Oh, my goodness. It's like Twilight Zone revisited again. And our governor, I love our governor, because our governor's philosophy is this: let the parents decide what they want to do with their children. There are lots of parents who have done the research, and they've decided that wearing a mask is harmful for their children's psyche, their emotions. I noticed last year, my grandson was just so full of fear about taking off his mask. And I'm like, oh my goodness, this is really affecting the children in a not so good way. Not to mention that many scientists have proven the masks do not prevent you catching a virus. It's like, here's the philosophy: that many of us are thinking and knowing about is that wearing a mask is like putting up a chain link fence. You know how chain link fence is? It's got wide openings. Birds can get through and all that. Wearing a mask is like putting up a chain link fence to keep mosquitoes out. So that is what many parents have studied, have learned, and our governor, the governor of Florida, had a whole panel of experts talk about this. And yet we still have parents who want to sue the governor because they think he's trying to kill their children. Oh, my goodness. And recently, our governor is offering monoclonal antibody alternatives to the vaccine for people who are not sick and who are having symptoms. The governor is offering a whole bunch of state. He's not a whole bunch. He's offering stations where people can go and get alternative drug treatments, if that's what you want. People are divided on that as well. Oh, he's getting paid to do that. He's getting money from the company that makes the monoclonal antibodies. And it turns out that the companies that are offering these alternatives are heavily invested in Pfizer, Moderna, and all the other J&J. So this battle just keeps changing and shifting, and heating up. So what do we do here at Health and Wellbeing? We roll on. We're going to roll these joints no matter what. Because my idea is let's just promote truth. Truth is in this body. This body is all about truth from the head to the toes and auras and chakras, energy centers. There are actually, even though there's only 7 centers displayed here, Sadhguru says there are over 100 different energy centers or chakras in our body. That includes in our palm of our hand, there's an energy center. There's an energy center here, there. They're everywhere. But we mostly focus on the main 7 because the main 7 tell us about each level of our body that we can make changes in when we know a certain level of chakra is out of balance. So we're going to really get into that. I have this beautiful sister who taught all about the 7. She's going to give us an introduction. I've got people from all over the world. That's what we do here at Female Solution. We bring in a global family. You are the global family. And we bring in more of our global family members to teach us about this universe that we live in, this planet that we live in. So I am ready to roll some joints. I'm dressed to roll some joints. And I'm going to play our freedom music. Well, let's do Time for Healing, because once again, people are just in a very sick, unstable, fearful mind. So even though I love John Batiste's Freedom, I'm going to do Time for Healing. It plays a little longer, so that way we can have a little more time to do our joint rolling. And I love this music too. So Time for Healing. Let us get ready. Let's start out, before I start the music, let's just start out rolling our neck around, because we want to loosen the goal intention for joint rolling, loosen up the joints and muscles, activate synovial fluid to the muscles, the joints, and to just have fun rolling. We're going to get high on life. We don't have anything. We're not smoking this morning. But we're going to be high on life this morning. And so let's just get our neck rolled around slowly, just to loosen up the neck muscles that are holding all this weight in our head. Go around one direction and then pause and go the other direction. And there you go. I hope that gives you a little bit more flexibility as we roll around on the floor. We start out on our backs. Actually, we're going to roll our shoulders when the music starts. We're going to roll these shoulders a little bit first on the floor. And then we're going to get on our back, kick up our legs and our arms, and start with our wrist joints, ankle joints, knee joints, and hip joints, elbow joints. We're going to get all these joints in and the time it takes to play time for healing. So let's do this with fun.
Thank you.
love on the vagus nerve for a few seconds, squeezing and releasing. Feel that energy flow all the way down to the toes. Woo, loving that. Breathe in, take a deep breath in, out through the mouth or the nose, whatever is comfortable for you, but definitely breathing in through your nose. Inhaling, inspire, expire. And let's just give your whole body a good pat. Wake up all those cells under the arms, over the arms, under the arms, on the chest, over the thymus gland right here in the middle of your chest. That's your important activator of your immune system. On the sides of the breast, under the breast, on the abdomen. We're going to deal all these chakra points. We're just waking up those centers. Back of the buttocks or your kidney, give your kidneys a little pat. Thighs, stretch those legs out, pat those thighs. Patting all over, just waking up the body. Pat, pat, pat. Love, love. Top of the head. Pull on those earlobes a little bit. That's the whole map of the body. So you're really giving your whole body a little stimulation when you rub, massage the ears and pull on the earlobes a little. And opening up our minds for information and knowledge to help us have health and well-being. So wonderful. Give yourselves a hand if you followed all the way from the beginning, rolling, 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 and patting and massaging yourself. You are the most important thing on the planet right now. So you got to take care of you. So let's go back up into the studio where our beautiful chakra chart is. And let me bring my laptop up here. So we are ready to roll here. Thank you for joining me this morning. We're going to really dive into the chakras. If you're on Facebook, you can see the chart behind me with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oops, we lost one. 7 chakras there. There we go. Now, the 7 chakras are just a few of the energy centers in the body. As I said from the beginning, if you're just joining me, there are actually over 100 chakras in our body, 2 in the palm of our hand, for instance. And if you listen to Sadhguru, he'll tell you about all the music that can affect the chakras and so much more. And activating the chakras, healing the chakras, and maintaining the energy centers are just so important these days when there's so much division and lack of harmony. Because what it is, these chakras work in harmony to keep your body in balance and to help you grow and evolve. That's what they're there for, energy centers. So we're going to listen to several people. One woman in particular, I found a sister who is teaching all about the chakras. I said, go, you go with your bad self. So we're going to hear from, what is her name? Let's see if I have her name here. Anyway, she's going to talk about it. Kessie Vision. Her YouTube channel is Kessie, K-E-S-S-E Vision. And I just went through all of her teachings on the chakras. So she gives a nice introduction to the chakras, which we're going to start with, because I know you're all very curious to get into introducing you to the chakras. So let me find Kessie Vision. And pay attention. You're going to be given a test later. Just kidding. But this is for your well-being and for your friends. I think if you do take notes, you can share it with friends who are struggling with certain issues, because she breaks it down as to how these blockages in your chakras are interfering with your life. So let's listen to an introduction of the chakras by Kessie Vision, a sister with lots of knowledge and wisdom.
Hey, everybody. How you all doing out there? Good? Are you saying I hope? That's good, I hope. Welcome back to another episode of Fearless Love, 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 Love. I don't know why I did that. I just wanted to sing to you. That wasn't on key. But hey, you, maybe you felt the love. I'm just really excited to be back. I hope that you guys have missed me. I've missed you. So here's the deal. The last video that I did titled My Story, where I was sharing with you my personal journey, why I'm so passionate about self-love and self-care, was supposed to be, and it still is, the end of season two. But I wanted to have a really short video after that video just to kind of wrap everything up and say, okay, this is the end of this season, and now we're moving into the next one. But Hurricane Irma came, and then that just changed my plans completely. So there's no formal kind of shift, anything like that. And really, do we need formalities? No, we're just, hey, this is now season three. This is the video that will introduce us into season three. So here we are. And what better way to start off this season than with a mini series, a series within a series. I am going to be talking about chakras. I've been wanting to do a video about chakras for quite some time, but initially I was just going to do one video and kind of talk about the chakra system as a whole, and then talk about each one, each chakra individually, but not really go in depth. And then I thought about it, I was like, there's so much information pertaining to each chakra that I think it's really important that I go more in depth. So what I'm going to be doing with this mini series is this video is going to be an introduction where I'm just going to give you some general information about the chakra system as a whole, and then each consecutive video after this will highlight one particular chakra and talk about the properties, all the information that will go more specifically into that chakra. So we will have seven videos each highlighting a specific chakra. You may be saying, do you really need a one video per chakra? Is that really necessary? Yes, because each chakra affects your body physically, mentally, emotionally in different ways, and ways in which you can find out how to balance your chakras. Because here's the thing, your chakras are a part of your energy system. I had another video where I talked about your subtle energy body or your energy system. And that's one of the systems that we don't really know a lot about. We know a lot about our skeletal system, muscular system, digestive system, but we don't, cardiovascular, but we don't know about our energy system. And chakras are a part of that. Now, different parts of the world, different systems have different numbers in terms of how many chakras. Now, there's a lot, actually, all over different parts of your body and outside of your body. But I'm going to be talking specifically about the one that most Western people know, which is the seven main ones go along your spine in the center of your body. I believe that chakra in Sanskrit means wheel of energy. And that's a pretty good way to think of chakras when you're looking at them from a two-dimensional or a flat perspective. They do spin. They can spin counterclockwise or clockwise. People think that chakras are kind of just points that go up in the middle in the center of your body, when in actuality, what they really are spinning vortexes. They're more like, if you think of like a funnel, here, I have a piece of paper. I'm going to try to make a funnel. Okay, like this. So if you look at it this way, right, it looks like a circle, right? You think it's flat, two-dimensional, but when you flip it this way, it's a cone shape. The chakras kind of, what they do is they either dial up or dial down the energy that's entering and leaving your body. And if you think of it this way, and I'm going to kind of use my third eye as an example, think of the vortex, the third eye chakra specifically. I'm messing up my vortex here. So if I were to put this on my third eye, this is essentially what the front of the third eye chakra looks like. But then also you have to remember that there is a back, right? We are three-dimensional beings. The chakras that are kind of in your kind of in the middle of your body, so it would be 2 to 6, which would be your sacral chakra up to your third eye chakra. Those vortexes are front and back. But your root chakra and your crown chakra are facing different directions. Your root chakra is actually facing downward, and then your crown chakra would be up this way. So it would be, I'm trying to get it in. Okay, be like that. Right? So those are the only two that the position is not a front and back. You can have a chakra that's too open, okay, and you can have one that's too closed. You want it, obviously, in between. Well, how do I find that out? Well, there's ways that you can find that out. Another thing is each chakra has a color. Your chakra can actually be too bright or too dim. And there's ways, once again, that you can figure out the color and of course, you want to be in the balance of the colors as well. So we'll talk about that. Once we go a little bit more in depth with each one, you'll be able to see, okay, this is the one that I really kind of need to work on a little bit more. And so ways in which you can kind of heal and work on your chakras is by doing energy work, which we'll do some things. I'll give you some tips for those. Wearing certain colors for certain chakras is very good. Sometimes your chakras actually may be off center, right? So they may not even be in alignment with your spine. One may be just a little off center, and there's ways that you can get it aligned back so it's nice and straight. Foods to eat. And it's very simple. Say I wanted to work on my heart chakra, which would be a green color, then I would eat more green foods. Pretty simple, right? So yeah, I'm really excited about this because I think that it's really important that you understand how they work, how the chakras work in your life. It's not just physical. I mean, not just spiritual. It's very much physical. And you'll see when we go in depth into each one how they affect your body physically. That's really going to be all for this video. If you have any questions before we go into individual chakras, you want to ask me anything, you can always leave a comment down below. But if you want to ask something more specific, maybe it's a little more personal, you don't want everybody reading your comment, you can always email me, and that's in the description box below. You can find my email. So I hope that this video helps you in some way, shape, or form. If you like this video, please give it a thumbs up. And if you have not subscribed to the kit.
Okay, so this sister is going to guide us and lead us today about the chakras. She's going to, when we come back from the break, she's going to dive into the first chakra, which is so relevant these days, because the first chakra is about life force. It's the root chakra. And I'm going to be giving you some affirmations to help you balance that. After you hear from Kessie Vision, our plan today, and please, by all means, if you have a question or a comment, post it on Facebook or dial in 515-605-9325. We want to help you balance all these energy centers today. And we're going to dive into the first chakra after the break, and that's the root chakra, life force, and the element of earth. So just keep in mind, the root chakra is balanced when you are connected to Mother Earth. So what do you think that means? That means more grounding is necessary, barefoot walking. And I'm going to give you 4 affirmations. If you feel like after hearing from Kessie Vision that your root chakra needs a little work, then I'm going to give you 4 affirmations to bring it up to a new level of vibration and frequency. That's what we're here today. Learn about the chakras, what they are, what this energy center means in terms of your emotional, your physical, mental state of being. And then we're going to help you balance it, bring it up to a new level today, because this is crazy. The Twilight Zone hasn't ended yet. If you still on planet Earth, you're in the Twilight Zone. It's like a do 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 do. I keep hearing that music when I see these crazies out here fighting about masks and all kind of things. So let's go to a commercial break. Then we're going to come back and dive into the first chakra and get that chakra spinning in the right direction, healed and vibrating at a new, whole new level. If you feel like that's where you are having some issues. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Do you or your organization need space for an event? Call the Quarry Event Center at 2423 East 75th Street in Chicago for your parties, banquets, award ceremonies, repasses, concerts, and business seminars, available 7 days a week, now under new management. Call us at the Quarry at 773-663-2557. That's 773-663-2557.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference, too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Mondays at 5 p.m. and Tuesdays at 12 noon on cable TV, Channel 19 in Chicago. And other cities, check your local cable listings.
Back. I'm Beata, your host today for Health and Well-Being. Every Friday I'm here to share my experience with you. I'm not a medical doctor. Let me give a disclaimer. And so if you have any chronic or acute conditions that you haven't been able to resolve, by all means, see your doctor and get some information and then do the work that you need to do. And so we're doing the work today about with the chakra as the focal point. This beautiful picture behind me, if you're on Facebook, is the Sanskrit drawing and the symbolism for all the chakras. We're going to dive into this little, where is it? The red one down here at the bottom. Can you see that? See that red one down at the bottom? We're going to go there first. That's the root chakra. Let's see if I can get it. The root chakra right here is red in color, and it has a triangle with a symbol in it with flowers around it. They're like lotus flowers. So the root chakra is a life force center. That's where our reproductive area is, as well as the element. All your legs represent the root chakra. So if you have any issues in your legs, feet, anything below that chakra, that's saying your root chakra isn't spinning correctly. So we want to get it spinning right. And then we're going to listen to another teaching by Kessie Vision on the root chakra. And then after her teaching, think about whether this is a chakra that may be out of circuit, or it's not spinning correctly or not balanced. And I'll give you some affirmations. We can go over the affirmations together. If you are thinking that's where you need to work on. So root chakra, here we go. Get your pen and pencil out, or just keep your ears open, mind open, to hear about this center that is ancient in its wisdom and very relevant today, where things are just out of harmony all over the place. I went shopping the other day, and in the grocery store, I think I was the only one without a mask. I thought, oh, here we go again. For a while, people were taking off, well, maybe not the only one, but there were very few. For a while, people were taking off their mask. Now they're even covering their noses. Oh, my goodness. Let's go into root chakra healing and energy truth.
Hey, everybody. How are y'all doing out there? Good, I hope. Welcome back to another episode of Fearless Love. This is the first video in our chakra series, and based on the comments that many of you posted in the last video where I gave a very broad overview of the chakra system as a whole, you seem to be pretty excited for this series, and I'm excited to share this information, so I'm not going to waste any time. Let's just get started. Let's dive right in. The first chakra that we will be talking about is the root chakra, and it's represented by the color red, henceforth my cardigan and my lipstick. Red happens to be my favorite color, so I am really, really loving this. The root chakra is located at the base of your spine, your coccyx bone perineum area. That's where that chakra is housed. And the physical parts of your body that are associated with this particular chakra are anything, I would say, from like the hips down. So your feet, your legs, your genitals, your digestive system, all of that is associated with your root chakra. The behavioral characteristics associated with the root chakra are your sense of survival, safety, and security, which makes sense because this chakra is usually activated when you are in the womb or at the time of your birth. Many of your early life experiences get imprinted on this root chakra. So if you had a childhood that may have had a lot of trauma in it, this is the chakra that will be affected by that. And it's not just you here now in this physical body, in this life. Any experiences that your ancestors, your family has had that is traumatic can affect your root chakra as well. Maybe you haven't had any trauma in your life per se, but maybe your family has, your parents, your grandparents, your great-grandparents. These are things that can also affect your root chakra. So maybe you're feeling like, yeah, I don't feel comfortable in my skin, but I haven't had any kind of traumatic experiences. Well, all of these things that are imprinted are on our root chakra. So that's something to kind of look at and consider as well. If your root chakra is not healthy and balanced, if it's not getting the right amount of energy, it can't, then your other chakras then really can't have the energy and the healthy balance that they need because your root chakra is completely off. So if the root isn't right, nothing else is going to really be stable and secure. So if you realize that you may have some issues with safety and security, which brings us into our next thing. How do you recognize if you have an unhealthy, unbalanced root chakra? Well, first let's talk about what a healthy one kind of looks like or how it presents itself in your life. If you have a sense of being very comfortable within your body, if you feel very connected with the earth, these are kind of signs of having a healthy root chakra. If your chakra is too closed, you may be really flighty. You may just kind of be emotionally scattered all over the place. You may not be settled on particular projects that you may do. You just think of being emotionally scattered. That's usually a sign of having a root chakra that's too closed. Too open can usually represent itself as being very heavy. You may be really depressed, have a lot of anxiety. Well, usually anxiety is too close. Being too open is usually depressed. You may sleep a lot. Maybe you start projects, but you don't finish them. You just have this really heavy feeling to your spirit. So that usually means that your root chakra is too open. What can I do to get a healthy, balanced root chakra? Get outside. Get your body moving. Being out in nature. Get your feet in the grass. Maybe you don't want to get your feet in the grass. Get your hands in some dirt. Get some plants. Try to cultivate a little garden, little plants that you can bring into your house that you can take care of. Physical activity, like I said, is really good. Try to walk, bike, rollerblade, dance. Even just dancing is really good. Anything that gets your body moving. Moving your body is a really great way to just move that energy around and really just kind of bring all of that negative energy, that sad energy, and just dispel it. Other things that you can do are to meditate. Now, I'm going to recommend two channels that I absolutely love on YouTube. One is called Magnetic Minds. This channel has binaural beats that you can listen to. Depending on the video, some of them have just the beat, so it sounds very repetitive. So there's no kind of like relaxing water sounds or anything like that. It's pretty much like you'll hear the beat in your headphones. So if you want to have some other type of music that may help, New Meditation Music, I think that's what it's called. And this channel is great because not only does it have a lot of different videos or music or sounds that you can listen to while you meditate, but they also have videos specifically for each chakra. So you go to the root chakra video and you put your headphones on and you meditate and you listen and just take some time to just zone out. Those are two channels that I really recommend, and I'll constantly put them in the description box below for each one of these videos because I think they're really, really good channels that have some really, really great music to listen to. Bam. Another way to work on heal your root chakra is to eat foods that are either red in color, root vegetables, or animal proteins. So strawberries, tomatoes, beets, turnips, beef, chicken, turkey, eggs. If you're not a meat eater, tofu. Some essential oils that you can use to help as well is rosemary, ylang ylang. I like ylang ylang. I just like the way it sounds. Myrrh, sandalwood. I love sandalwood. It's such a good fragrance to me. I like sandalwood. But those are really good fragrances that you can have. Put them in a diffuser, put them on for the night, put them on during the day, whatever, put them on your body. And I can't forget about crystals. Crystals, you know, crystals are my favorite thing. So crystals that you can use for your root chakra are bloodstone. This stone is good because it helps alleviate any anxieties that you have. It's good for detoxification and rejuvenation. Smoky quartz is another good crystal. Smoky quartz is wonderful for grounding. It dissolves any negative energies and emotional blocks that you may have. Hematite is wonderful. In addition to grounding, it also helps to dissolve any mental limitations that you may have. So those are some crystals that I would recommend that you have put into purchase. If you have them already in your collection, wonderful. If you don't, find some and add them to your collection. So I hope this video was informative in some way, shape, or form for you.
Okay, so what did you learn about the first chakra? So much she put out there. The crystals you can use. You have to play this back if you didn't write anything down. So important that she gives such a diverse message, and I love the way she brings in all the possible therapies. Now, I'm going to give you some tapping you can do if you are struggling with your root chakra, as she said, safety and security. So if you know that especially if you're having problems in that area, spine, back of lower spine, kidneys, legs, knees, feet, all that is your root chakra energy center. So if you're having any issues with that, out of balance, inflammation, you might need to open up that chakra, meditate on that chakra again. There are lots of YouTube videos for meditating on all the chakras. So here are some affirmations for the first root chakra. In fact, you could start out with the tapping setup that even though my root chakra is out of balance and I'm feeling it in my lower body, I deeply love and tapping on the side of your hand, even though I know I'm a mess down there in that root chakra and I got to do something, I deeply love and accept myself. So then you can start tapping on the EFT points that I use for my clients, for myself especially. The first one would be, I am fully grounded and supported. I am fully grounded and supported. These are the chakra, the EFT points. I am fully grounded and supported. You can go all over under the arm, tap. I am fully grounded and supported. Top of the head, I am fully grounded and supported. The next one would be, I joyfully nourish my mind, body, and spirit. I joyfully nourish my mind, my body, my spirit. I joyfully nourish my mind, my body, my spirit. Tap on the wrist if you feel like it, and the head. I joyfully nourish my mind, body, and spirit. You're activating all the chakras when you do that, and you're getting sending a message to that root chakra. Number three, I have enough, I know enough, I am enough. That's a big one for a lot of my clients who come in with low self-esteem, no safety, security foundation. So I have enough, I know enough, I am enough. I have enough, I know enough, I am enough. I have enough, I know enough, I am enough. I have enough, I know enough, I am enough. Be gentle, loving yourself this way, tapping in these affirmations, these powerful I am affirmations. And then finally, I accept that good health is my natural state. I love this because everybody needs this right now. When we go out and see all these people in fear, it can affect your emotional state. So I accept that good health is my natural state. I accept that good health is my natural state. Tap that into your very being. I accept that good health is my natural state. You can even tap on that root chakra down there, the back of your, the lower part of your spine down there by your buttock. I accept that good health is my natural state. Just talk to your body. I accept that good health is my natural state. Whew, we're building muscle, emotional, powerful muscle. So any questions or comments, just press one if you're in the studio. And if you have comment on Facebook, I'm watching on Facebook. So let's go to our second chakra, which is the sacral chakra. Number two, right there, the orange one right here. So she's going to talk about the color orange next because that's the vibration of the second chakra is orange. Okay, where are you? Sacral chakra. Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. How are y'all doing out there? Good, I hope. Welcome back to another episode of Fearless Love. This is the second video. No, it's not. It's the third video in the chakra series. This is the second chakra that we'll be talking about. The video right before this one, I talked about the root chakra. And the very first video in this series, I gave a really broad overview of the chakra system as a whole. I'll put the links for those videos in the description box below. Check them out anytime. But without further ado, we're going to get right into this video. Like I said, this is the second chakra called the sacral chakra. It's represented by the what? Color orange. I will do my best to try to have some color representing whatever chakra I'm going to be talking about. Can't guarantee that I have all the colors, but we'll figure it out. I'll just make sure that I have the color somewhere around here. It's located just below your belly button from the front, and from the back, it's the lower part of your spine, like your lower vertebra. If you remember from the first video, if you saw the first video, this is the first chakra starting from the bottom that has a front and a back. Your root chakra faces downward and your sacral chakra has a front and a back. The physical parts of your body that are associated with this chakra are your genitals, your bladder, your kidney. The emotions that are tied with this chakra are all about sensuality and creativity, which are really intertwined when you think about it. Emotions, all of that work in conjunction with this chakra. So how does a healthy, balanced, open sacral chakra represent itself in your life? Are you a creative person? Does your creativity flow relatively easily? Are you able to pursue your creative endeavors? Do you have a healthy sex life? Do you feel sensual and attractive? Are you in tune with your emotions? Are you open to feeling and being an emotional person and not block yourself off from those feelings? Those are usually signs of a healthy, balanced sacral chakra. So what does it look like when it's not healthy and balanced? Well, if your sacral chakra is too closed, you will feel withdrawn. You are not in tune with your sexuality, your sensuality. You may not have a sex life. You don't pursue any creative endeavors. You feel very blocked creatively. Maybe you have ideas, but you don't pursue them, or there's something kind of blocking you from pursuing whatever that creative project is. And when I say creativity, I want to talk about creativity for a minute, because I think a lot of times people assume that creativity means that you have to be an artist, a singer, a dancer, a musician, or something like that. Creating is simply creating. You may start an organization. You may crochet a blanket. You may cook food. I mean, you may, like, for dinner, you may have an idea that you want to do some type of dish, and it's just like, oh, I want to put this together, and you don't use a recipe. Those are all different types of creating. So don't kind of limit yourself if you think that, well, I have to be an artist, or I have to be pursuing something that is kind of like on this huge grand scale. Don't think like, I got to be Beyonce. Right? You can start small. Everything can be a creative project if you just look at it through that lens. So I just wanted to kind of get that out the way. Now, the opposite of that, of your chakra being too open, too wide, too overactive, is that all of your emotions are very intense. Maybe you suffer from anxiety. You may be overly sexual, just overindulgence of things, whatever that may play out to be in your life. Those are signs of when your chakra is very open and very overactive. And this brings us to, how then do you heal your sacral chakra? So as always, meditation. That's something that I will continue to pub and promote for this series. Meditation is very good. And once again, I'll put the links for the channels Magnetic Minds and New Meditation Music. Those are really good channels. The links for those will be in the description box below. Eating what? Orange foods. So oranges, obviously orange, carrots, sweet potatoes, things like that. Orange foods, brown foods also are really good for your sacral chakra. And sweet foods. Not something that's sweet as in man-made sweetness, but if it's something that's naturally sweet, like dates are very naturally sweet. So you can eat those, anything that really is sweetness, because it's about like sensuality and sweet and that balance in life. And so creativity and sweetness and sensuality, it's all kind of joined together. Another thing is drinking a lot of water. The sacral chakra, the element that is associated with the sacral chakra is water. So if you are always dehydrated or you're not taking a lot of water, let me tell you, I think that I'm great at drinking water, and I'm not. I don't drink as much water as I should. And a lot of times, a lot of the symptoms that I have are results of me being dehydrated. So drink a lot of water. And because this element is associated with water, if you can go to a natural body of water, I mean, it can be man-made too, I guess, but a lake, a stream, a river, ocean, something like that, if you can be by it, even better if you can submerge yourself in it. You don't have to submerge yourself all the way. Maybe you like put your feet in the water or something like that. That's really good. If you're not by any body of water, showers, baths, take a bath and have some maybe essential oils that you can put in the tub. Essential oils that are great for the sacral chakra are some of the ones that are the same in relation to your root chakra, which are ylang ylang, sandalwood. There's also, of course, orange. Sweet orange is a really good one. Patchouli is a good one. Rose essential oil is a good one as well. Someone recently asked me if you have to do all of these practices to heal and balance your chakras every day. And I would say no. Do them when you feel most comfortable, when you feel inclined to do it, when you feel motivated to do it. Because if all of these things become a chore that you schedule in and you have to do this at this time every single day, or if you miss it and you feel like, oh, I didn't get to this, and then you feel bad, that's not helping. It's only becoming a detriment to you. You want to do it out of joy and happiness. And when you have this feeling of, hey, you know, maybe I want to sit down and meditate. Maybe I want to sit down and take a bath. And that's one of the reasons why I give different suggestions on healing and balancing your chakras, because then maybe you can kind of rotate things. You don't have to do them every single day. Maybe you give yourself a sacred bath once a week. Or every 2 weeks or something. But every day you take a shower, so every time you're in the shower, just imagine the water kind of cleansing, not even just your sacral chakra, but cleansing your body as a whole, removing that negative energy from your body and going down into the drain. Drinking water is something we have to do. It's good for our body. So drinking water is something we have to do every day. I mean, that's out of all the things, I would say definitely drinking water is something you should do every single day. But outside of that, like, I live close to the ocean, and as much as I would love to go to the ocean every single day, I'm not doing that. But I do try to at least once a month maybe get to the beach, or every couple of weeks get to the beach. And if it doesn't happen, it's okay. I have a lot of different creative projects that I work on. Some are very big, like YouTube, and some are very small, like I'm crocheting a blanket right now for Emmy. And so there's different things that I do to just kind of work through that particular chakra. And so you just kind of do different things and you rotate it. It doesn't have to be scheduled and it doesn't have to be regimented. And that goes with all of the chakras that I'm going to tell you about. Crystals that are really great for healing your sacral chakra are carnelian and citrine. Carnelian is great for envy and rage, and it calms anger. It banishes negative energy. Carnelian also gives courage, promotes positive life choices, and it helps you to trust yourself and your perceptions. Citrine is good because it raises your self-confidence and your self-esteem. It also helps to alleviate depression and any fears and anxieties that you may have. If you wear citrine as a pendant, it's really good for you. It's really good to help you verbalize your feelings and your thoughts. It also promotes inner calm, and it's great for concentration. Well, that about does it for this video. I hope that it helped you in some way, shape, or form.
I don't know about you. I'm just loving Kessie Vision. She's so thorough and she covers all the bases for the most part. And her theme, fearless love. We couldn't ask for a better theme today to promote and think about fearless love. Fearless love. That's what we need right now on this planet, with everybody vibrating in our chakras with fearless love. So let me give you, before I go to the break, let me give you some tapping on the sacral chakra. These are from a chart I've had for many years on sansara.com. The sacral chakra, the tapping, we don't have to do the setup except to say, even though I have imbalances in my sacral chakra, I truly, deeply love myself. And then go right into these affirmations. I forgive the past and I embrace my life fully. I forgive the past and I embrace my life fully. I forgive the past and I embrace my life fully. I'm embracing my life fully today. I forgive the past. Don't hold on to any unforgiveness in the sacral. That's what keeps the sacral out of balance. I forgive the past and I embrace the future, my life fully. I realize all of the goodness that surrounds me. I'm fully realizing the goodness that surrounds me. Looking at the positive, I fully realize all the goodness that surrounds me. I fully realize all the goodness, being very positive with that affirmation. And then the next one, I am creative and strong. I am capable. I am creative and strong. I am capable. I am creative and strong. I am capable. I'm capable. I'm creative and strong and capable. And lastly, I listen to my inner truth. I honor and care for myself. I listen to my inner truth. I honor and care for myself. I listen to my inner truth. I honor and care for myself. And for many, it's caring for our families as well. That's the division we have right now on planet Earth, is that many people are not listening to their self-intuitive sacral nature, sacral chakra. They're listening to the government. They're listening to the medical system. They're listening to their church leaders. And that's probably a lot of people have sacral chakra issues or imbalances because they're not listening to their intuition, their gut feeling, which is where the sacral is, your gut feeling that's around your colon area. So let us think about that and keep this fearless love energy today. We're promoting this fearless love with Kessie Vision, my guest for the hour. And when we come back, I want to pause for a minute and play something by Mindsy. Mindsy is this brother I found last week, and he has gone, he talks about being celibate forever. He's going to be celibate forever. I thought I wanted to play this after the first chakra, but we're only in the first and second. And it has a lot to do with being in touch with who you are in your and being comfortable with who you are. So I thought this was an interesting video we could just put a place in here about being celibate and why. And it seems to me it relates to the idea of balancing your chakras in a way. And as she said, the second chakra is about having a healthy sex life. So does your sex life have to be healthy to have a partner, or can you have a healthy sex life without a partner? We're going to talk about that and listen to Mindsy's interpretation of that. So we'll be right back.
Oh, man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses. And we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
Okay, don't know what happened there. Let's go. Yeah, we're back. Thank you for joining me this morning. I hope this knowledge is going to help you make better decisions and take fearless love over your body. Take better care of your body, fearless love over your body. So we're talking, if you're just joining us, we're talking about the first two chakras we've covered with Kessie Vision, a beautiful sister on YouTube who's very thorough in covering the chakra, the crystals to use, the colors to use, the diet to use. And then I'm rounding it all off with some tapping that you can do if you feel like your chakra is a little bit off. So because she just talked about a healthy sex life is part of your second chakra's energy flowing well, I want to just throw in this little audio with Heinze, this beautiful brother that I met last week on, or this Sunday, I think I played him. But he has adapted what he says is a celibate life forever. Well, sort of, he says. So let's listen to another voice from the global planet that gives us a little insight into what is a healthy sex life. Okay. Healthy sex life. That's what we want to talk by Heinze.
Forever?
Forever, ever, forever, ever.
Yes, forever. I will be using celibacy, the practice, for the rest of my life.
People can tune in with foresight, hindsight.
This is self-mastery, baby.
I think in hindsight.
They give you an hour. That's actually an honor.
My God, in hindsight?
I said, well, you know, may I please listen to the rest of them on program.
And when I think about that in hindsight, that did calm me down.
That's exactly what I needed.
Now, you may be thinking, for the rest of your life, rest of your life. I'm saying not consecutively, but the practice. I will be a practitioner of celibacy for the rest of my life, bringing it back whenever it is necessary, because on my journey of 3 years and of 2 years. Now, if you're new to the channel, I've done multiple videos on my journey. I will leave them in the description. I did a journey of 3 years, and then I did another one of 2 years. And because I gained so much confidence, you know, insight, strength, and just learned how to truly nourish my energy and feel my energy. Because I always say celibacy is a energy practice, right? It's a creative practice. And one with self, right? One with our higher self, one with the world as well. Because once we have deeper knowledge of ourselves, we have deeper knowledge of the world, of our surroundings, of our environment. And because this is such a strong practice, I know I will be using this for the rest of my life whenever it is necessary. If I have a new business to start, if I am nourishing a new relationship, sometimes celibacy can be great for even if you are in a relationship, especially if the focus is way too much on the physical and you've lost touch with one another, I believe, in like the mind and spirit. You can say to your partner, hey, baby, maybe we go celibate for the next 6 months. You're like, 6 months? Yes. Let's go celibate for the next 6 months so we can focus on other areas of our spirit, of our connection, and rebuild. So that part is even better, because we all know mind, body, and spirit, when you engage with somebody, that's where the true intimacy is. So to me, celibacy isn't something I just did and I'm saying goodbye to. No, it is a part of my life for the rest of my life. This is an energy practice. And anytime we, you know, lead astray from ourselves, or we become way too lustful, or find ourselves drained because we've been engaging in the wrong connections, the wrong relationships, this is something we can come right back to, rebuild our foundation, rebuild our strength, and then boom, come back out. But to me, like, a proper journey should be at least a year. That gives you enough time to really feel all the temptation, all the resistance, and get over that, right? Because we all know there's a lot of temptation and resistance to fight, especially when you're online. Celibacy isn't just about not having intimate relations with another person. It's also channeling all that energy that goes to the pornographic images, the lustful images on Instagram. All the time we are giving our energy out in a direction. Celibacy is about redirecting that energy. And that's why I say it is one of the most important practices men and women we can jump into, because it's an energy practice. We learn how to channel our energy, because we know that sexual energy is the greatest energy of all. It's the same energy that creates life. It's the same energy we channel into our creations, right? Some of you may have YouTube channels. It's the same energy that you're using to create, right? It's our essence. It's our spirit. And when that's going in the wrong direction and it's being given to the wrong people or the wrong connections, what happens? We drain ourselves of this vital energy. We drain ourselves of our own love, and we find ourselves depleted. That's why if you've never been on a celibate journey yet in your life, I highly recommend it, especially in 2021 where we're still going through COVID. We're still going through a pandemic. You can't really just pull up on somebody random on the street and introduce yourself because you have masks on. It's kind of rude because you could, like, you know, bounce up. You know what I'm saying? It's just tricky times. So I think now more than ever, since we are isolated from one another, might as well go on the journey and receive all the benefits. And then later in life, if you ever need to jump back into the journey, it's a lot easier, right? It's like if you learn how to ride a bike and you haven't rode a bike for a while, you're going to be able to get right back on that bike. It's not that hard. You just have to gain your balance at first and you'll be just fine. And it's the same thing for celibacy. Because I've been celibate twice already, one for 3 years, one for 2 years, it's very easy for me to go into that zone and just be like, to focus, to take all my energy back and be like, nope, I'm not lusting over that. Nope, I'm not doing that. Nope, let's build, let's focus, let's gain our energy up and then make real efforts in this world, create, do whatever we want to do, because it's all about the intention, right? It's all about the intention. What do you want to do? For me, when I went celibacy, the intention was simply to grow. I wanted to grow and I wanted to boost my creativity and I wanted more knowledge of myself. Because I had that intention, I received those benefits plus so much more. And that is the beauty about celibacy, that it is a domino effect. I talked about it in one of my videos, that through celibacy, I ended up quitting smoking weed, you know, quitting drinking. I quit everything that wasn't of service for me. And the next thing you know, I was fully in my own energy. I am fully in my own energy. And that is the power of celibacy, that it will teach you about your own energy and it will give you the power and the ability you need for whatever you are doing in your life, because everything you need to execute this next step is already within you. And I believe celibacy is a practice that can bring that back out of us. So that is why I will be a practitioner of celibacy for the rest of my life. You understand? It's a tool, you understand? And it's something we can bring into our life to elevate at any point, to nourish relationships, to start a business, just to channel, just to focus, you understand? To develop more respect for ourselves and our humans. And then when we do jump back in a relationship or into our intimate connections, it's a lot better, you understand? Because we are choosing people, we are choosing connections we truly want to be in, not because we feel like we have to or because our lust and our desires has taken over, right? If that's what's happening to you, then celibacy is definitely the path for you, because you need control over your own energy. If not, if you cannot control your own energy, how do you think you're going to transform your life? Your energy will always be split in too many directions. This is an energy practice. I believe it's one of the strongest ones ever. You understand? And it is truly a beautiful practice, right? Am I celibate right now? No. I was celibate for 3 years. Then I was in a relationship. Then I was out of that relationship. Then I went back into celibacy for 2 years. And after 2 years, I decided to end celibacy. Now, you have to be careful, because I know some people are celibate who are watching this. You have to be careful that you don't stay celibate for too long out of fear. There comes a point where you're in your celibate journey, and it's almost as if you've mastered the state for a while. And then you start to use it as protection from other people, because now you are so protective of your energy that you're even fearful of allowing yourself to meet people. You don't want to get in that space, right? There's a beginning and an end to everything. So yes, your journey will come to an end, and you will know truly inside when you should end that journey. For me, I felt it inside. I was like, you know what? It's not serving me right now. I don't need that right now. So I decided to end that journey, and I decided to only engage in connections I feel are going to be of service and beautiful and ones that are really nourishing. And that is the power of celibacy, is that you don't just give your energy just to anybody, you understand? You only choose good, nourishing relationships. Yeah, sorry. I decided to get that off my head. And you don't know in hindsight, everything going to be all right. Yeah, if you like this video.
So that was a man called Heinze. He's a really good-looking man, too. So I'm sure women, when he's in celibacy mode, women are falling all over him. But as we move along in our chakras, we talked about the sacral chakra involves a healthy sex life. And Heinze just shared that you can have a healthy sex life because it's about spiritual energy exchange. Whether you're with a woman or a man or a partner or not, it's about managing your own energy first. So I'm going to open up the phone. Mama AZ has pressed one, so I'm going to let her voice come out. Mama AZ, your mic is open. Welcome.
Grand Rising. Dr. V, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. We can hear you.
Grand Risings to you and your listening audience. From all over this planet and beyond. Dr. V, you never, ever cease to amaze me with what you be pulling out of your hat. I mean, and that invisible golden hatchet there, you be digging. And that guy, that young man, where did you find him?
On YouTube.
Well,
you know, I had a guest scheduled for today, and he did not confirm, so I had to go searching on my YouTube University, and I found him actually last week, and I played something. I loved it, so I went back to see what he had to say about this subject. So that's how he came up this time.
Well, this is interesting because he's on point in many ways. You know, sometimes you have to not out of fear, family, but and I'm going on 70, and I have my parts, and I still, you know, feel things and love men and all of this good stuff. However, I am so grateful that I am in this body because it limits me from swinging from the chandeliers. I'm totally going bonkers, you know, because if I went bonkers, I would crack bones, more bones, and I don't choose to do it that way. Now, conserve the energy, you have to shut it down sometimes and let that energy be channeled. And I don't know if Brother Kwame is listening, but there are a ton of moths, you know, like there are other butterflies. And he says that sexual energy floating around and what have you. And I'm like, what's energy? You know, what? And in my room is sometimes moths are all over the place. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm in a rehab center nursing home. And there is one gentleman, I think he likes to be naked when I go down the hallway and the nurses just let him chill and be him. And I'm like, what is he doing? But I don't really, you know, observe it too much. But every time I go rolling by that room, it seems like he has no clothes on. And I'm like, okay. And then there are other things that I've observed. And I'm saying, I'm wondering if that's why all of these moths are here to show me it's a lot of sexual energy that is rolling in this building here. And that's what's floating around. And the moths are here to just put me on notice that that's what's going on and pay attention. And you know, the guy is right. We have to find a way to channel this powerful, powerful energy in a good way. Produce whatever it is that we want to produce on the planet within our lives. And I'm grateful that that came to you. I mean, do you know what I mean, Dr. V? Do you understand what he's saying and what I'm conveying from what you uncovered?
Absolutely, because a lot of things, a lot of people use sex as a drug. I look at, there are three major drugs people are using to calm their inner energy, their being, their emotions. And alcohol is one that's been major, major drug use for calming the body, energy, mental, emotional. And then you have food. People are using food all the time to comfort their emotions. And then sex. Those are, I think, maybe the top three is alcohol, food, sex, and then other drugs. Alcohol, you could put that in just general drugs. Like he said, he stopped smoking weed, and I think he said drinking alcohol because he went celibate. So there's something about balancing and letting go of all the drugs that people use to calm their body, their emotions, their mental state, and becoming more conscious, I'll say, more conscious about the energy inside of you, these chakras, how they're spinning, how they affect your life. And so, yeah, you're absolutely right. He's right on about taking a pause, especially if you're using it as a drug, because that's where the sacral chakra is going to be out of balance and spinning in the wrong direction. So we want to move on to, I'll leave your mic open, but just mute if you have any noise. And we want to move on to the solar plexus. That's number three. We still got four more to go. One, two, three, five more to go. And she talked to you, such good information. I just love her fearless love theme and how we need this information as we move now into the solar plexus chakra.
Hey everybody, how are y'all doing out there? Good, I hope. Welcome back to another episode of Fearless Love. This is the fourth video and the third chakra in the chakra series that I am doing. If you haven't caught the first three videos, one video I give a broad overview of the chakra system as a whole, one video I talk about the root chakra, and another video I talk about the sacral chakra. If you have not viewed those, make sure you check them out. The links for those videos will be in the description box below. You don't have to watch them in any particular order. But this one, we're going to be talking about the third chakra, and this is the what? Solar plexus. I mean, that just sounds cool, right? Solar plexus. Like, it's intergalactic and powerful. Powerful. Remember that. This chakra is represented by the color yellow. As I was doing this video or getting prepared for this video, I realized that I don't have any yellow in my wardrobe, which is not good because I really do love the color yellow. The location of your solar plexus chakra is just above your belly button, and the physical parts of your body that this chakra works in conjunction with is your digestive system, your liver, your bladder. And you may be saying, wait a minute, those are some of the same systems that you talked about in the sacral and the root chakra. Well, these first three chakras are all in the lower part of your body. So from your belly button down, basically, is the location of these first three chakras. So they all work kind of in conjunction with a lot of the same systems. So you will hear me repeat some of the same systems, maybe even some of the same crystals, some of the same meditation methods. But like I said, they all kind of, even though they all work in the same system, they affect a system differently. So there's that. What does this chakra represent? The solar plexus is all about your personality, your ego, your identity. How do you see yourself? Your self-esteem and your personal power. That's what this chakra is all about, is the seat of your power. So what does a healthy and balanced solar plexus chakra look like? How does it represent itself in your life? Well,
You stand in your power. You know who you are. You're confident. And you also are humble, right? It's not like you're cocky and you're just like, I'm the ish, da da da. You have a healthy balance of being confident in yourself, knowing who you are, and just being humble about it, right? You don't have to always be braggadocious. Now, if your solar plexus chakra is too closed, then you have a tendency to feel, probably can already sense it, powerless. You don't have that confidence. You don't have that feeling of security within who you are. You may have, in terms of physicality, you may have some digestive problems. You may not have a very good appetite. You feel like a victim. You have kind of a victim mentality. It's always this poor me. I'm not doing good. And, you know, you're blaming yourself for things that are going wrong in your life. That's when your chakra, this particular chakra, is too closed. Well, the opposite of that, you can kind of figure out. When this chakra, your solar plexus, is too open, you can be really aggressive. Your power is just too much for other people to handle. Maybe self-centered, just braggadocious, right? You're kind of plowing people over with your power, and that's when it's excessive. It's too much. It's over the top. So now we know what it looks like if your solar plexus is too open and too closed. So what are the ways in which we can balance this chakra? Meditation. I will say it in every single video, meditation. And I have the links in the description box below for the two channels that I recommend, New Meditation Music, I think, and Magnetic Minds. Both of those channels have binaural beats and music that are great for each particular chakra. So you can sit in a quiet place, plug in your headphones, and just go and go off into another place and meditate. You can even play them. I think they have some that play throughout the night for like 9 hours or something like that. So you can play it while you're sleeping. Here's another great meditation. It's kind of like a moving meditation if your solar plexus is too open. Go outside. Get your feet in the dirt. I know. Get them in the dirt. Take your shoes off. Take in a couple of deep breaths. Inhale, exhale. And stomp your feet on the ground. Imagine all of your anger going through your feet into the dirt, into the earth. It's coming out. You want it to come out. And the earth will absorb it like a sponge. It'll take it in. Make sure you say thank you to the earth for absorbing all that energy when you're done. Very important. If your solar plexus is too closed, try kind of doing a little bit of risk taking so that you can kind of, it builds up that confidence, it builds up that power, and you feel that power within yourself churning. You're like, oh yeah, this is really good. Those are really good ideas for if your chakra is too closed. Foods. Go back to the foods. Yellow foods. Huh? Yeah, yellow. Back to the color, yellow. So, what's yellow? Squash, corn, lemon, what else is yellow? Yellow peppers. Anything that is yellow in color is great to help balance your chakra. Crystals. You know I love crystals. So yellow crystals like citrine, you could use tiger eye. You can also burn some essential oils. Chamomile. Bergamot, cedarwood, rosemary, all four of those very, very good for this particular chakra, for the solar plexus, and helping it to be balanced and healing that chakra. I don't know if I mentioned in previous videos that you could do yoga. Any yoga, there's certain yoga that helps with each particular chakra, but basically yoga is just good in general because it helps that energy move through your body. But for this particular chakra, warrior pose and mountain pose. Something else that I would recommend for the solar plexus chakra is the element for this particular chakra is fire. So you can light a candle,
And you can focus on that candle while you meditate. Meditation doesn't necessarily have to be with your eyes closed. You can focus on a point and then just kind of let your mind just quiet and calm down. Actually, I find that for me, focusing on like a flame from a candle is really good. It helps me to really just wash everything away. Because sometimes when I close my eyes, my mind starts to wander and it can get really lost in everything, and I can get caught up in the sounds and everything that's going on around me. But the couple of times that I have meditated just focusing on a candlelight, on a flame from a candle, it's really, really helped me to focus. So that's another option that you can try to help balance out that chakra. Well, guys, I think that is about...
So, solar plexus chakra. Let me give you some affirmations before we go to the break, our last break. Affirmations that you can tap into your body with your hands. Because remember, you've also got energy centers in the palm of your hand. She's not going to cover that. But this is an introduction to your physical, biological computer that is very multidimensional. And what she's giving us is just very basic. So here are some affirmations for you to tap into. You might start with the setup statement again. Even though my solar plexus chakra is a little out of balance, I deeply love and accept myself. And then go right into tapping in your forehead with, I am enough and what I do is enough. I am enough and what I do is enough. These are the points for EFT. I am enough. What I do is enough. You don't even have to use both hands. One hand can be enough. I am enough and what I do is enough. Second one, I love myself. I value myself. I trust myself. I love, value, and trust myself. I love, value, and trust myself. I love, value, and trust myself. Hallelujah. I am a powerful, radiant, magnificent being of light. I am a powerful, radiant, magnificent being of light. I am a powerful, radiant, magnificent being of light. And I permit myself to fully enjoy everything I do. I permit myself to fully enjoy everything I do. Enjoy, enjoy. I permit myself to fully enjoy everything I do. So, hallelujah, hallelujah. Our bodies are feeling more balanced, right? Those chakras are circling, circling. So let's go to our last break. When we come back, we're going to go to the heart chakra. Very important, as all of them are, but you're going to get a little bit more wisdom on the heart chakra. So we'll be back after these messages.
You are tuned in to the Soulful Chicago Book Fair 2020 Vision Fundraising Campaign. That's right. You can support the vision of reviving Black literary excellence in this city by simply taking your $20 or more and donating it on our website. Visit www.soulfulchicagobookfair.com and click the Donate tab on our homepage, or give us a call at 646-359-6605, and we welcome you, helping us breathe literary life into the South Side of Chicago.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
We're back. Thank you for joining me this morning. If you're just joining us, we have covered the first three chakras. We're moving kind of slow this morning, but that's okay. If we have to, we'll carry this over into Sunday's soul purpose healing because it's very appropriate. But our next chakra that we want to cover is the heart chakra. This is the inner nurturer element is air. So let's hear from Vessi Vision about the heart chakra. She's so thorough that you want to take notes or just listen again later.
Hey, everybody. How are you all doing out there? Good, I hope. Welcome back to another episode of Fearless Love. Now, if you have been following our chakra series, you will know that we are now on the fourth chakra. And this is one of my favorites. And I think it's one that's also very important. For this video, we're going to be talking about the heart chakra. And it is represented by the color green. You see, I'm wearing two different shades of green here. And I also have pink lipstick on. Well, why would that be? Well, if you happen to do any guided meditations or you are using any colors to help to heal and balance this chakra, green is the main color, but you can also throw in some splashes of pink. And that makes sense because the heart, love, compassion, pink, right? Now, there are two points that I want to bring up before I get into this chakra being too open, too closed, and how to heal it. I kind of view this chakra as a bridge between earth and spirit. The first three chakras that we talked about, the root, sacral, and the solar plexus, really are kind of grounding chakras. They deal with your connection to your emotions, your body, the earth, other people, other beings. And then the other three chakras that we're going to talk about after this deal much more with consciousness, your understanding of the universe, your kind of awareness, your expanding your spirit, and you're expanding your awareness more so than just here in this physical body. And in order to go from the earth to the spirit, you got to go through the heart, which means that you have to develop some compassion for yourself and your circumstances. And not only is this chakra about love, self-love, and loving other people and having compassion for all things, but this chakra is also about transformation and change. And if you had any transformation and change in your life, which we all have had to whatever degree, whether it be small or big, you might have noticed that if you try to kind of buck up against that change, it makes for a really difficult period in time. But if you kind of come to it with compassion, not just for yourself, but compassion about whatever the circumstances may be, that shift happens a lot. It's a smoother transition.
So also think of transformation and change when you think about the heart chakras. It is about love, but it's not just about relationships, and it's not just about the self. It's also about love and understanding for the connection to all things in the universe. So kind of think about that too when you're thinking about this chakra. Another point that I want to bring up is that our heart emits way more electricity and magnetism than our brain does. And that kind of makes sense when you think about, has there been a time where you've tried to neglect your emotions, kind of not go in the direction of your heart and try to approach everything from a very logical standpoint, and you feel like you're constantly coming up against walls and roadblocks? But then there may have been another time in your life where you followed your heart. And it may not have made sense to other people, may not have made sense to you at the time what you were doing, but when you did, suddenly everything fell into place. Well, that's because when we're following our heart, it's pulling in more of that energy. And so if we just flow along with it as opposed to trying to repel it and go in the other direction, then life kind of flows a little bit easier, right? So that's another thing to kind of keep in mind, that our heart produces way more electricity and magnetism than our mind. That's deep. All right, so on to balanced, healthy chakra. What does that look like? Well, maybe kind of obvious, I don't know, but you have love and compassion for yourself, for other people. You have healthy boundaries. You have healthy, loving relationships with yourself, with other people. You're much more able to, you're also very intact with your emotions, right? You don't kind of let your emotions overtake you. You're just really kind of in the flow with everything. And you also understand the connectedness. It's not just with other people in your life that you see and that you interact with. It's also understanding and seeing the connectedness in everything. And not just people, right? Things, circumstances, just all of those, all of these things that are moving around in our lives, all of this energy, it's all connected. And when you have that understanding and you're able to kind of see the bigger picture, that's when you have a really healthy, balanced heart chakra. All right, so what does this look like when it's closed? Well, you don't have a healthy love for yourself. You have either very low or complete lack of empathy. You may have very surface, very shallow relationships. They don't really get deep. You just kind of keep it on a very surface level and you just kind of keep it moving. So you don't take the time to really go deep within any particular relationship. You just like, oh, I'm just going to keep it moving. I'm just going to keep it light, easy breezy, and it's going to go about my life. So those are some ways in which a closed heart chakra can represent itself in your life. Open, too open. Well, then you don't really have good boundaries, right? So you just are kind of, you're taking all of it in. It's like a vacuum. You're just taking all of this energy in. You could also put other people's needs before your own. You're helping people way too much. You're burned out. You're not giving anything back to yourself. It's all for other people. You have to have a healthy balance between both. Yes, compassion and love for all things, but you got to have compassion and love for yourself first, right? We always talk about loving yourself first, and that's important. I forgot to mention that this chakra is also associated with your thymus, your heart, and your lungs. So if you have any respiratory issues, maybe any circulatory or heart-related issues, those can be physical signs of also an imbalance in your heart chakra. So that's something to keep in mind as well. Okay, so what are the ways that we can heal this chakra? Breathing exercises. Did you know that we are really bad at breathing? We are horrible at it. You're probably thinking, no, I'm not horrible at it because I'm alive. Well, what I mean is that we breathe very shallow breaths. We don't take a lot of deep breaths. And should try to kind of breathe from your chest if you can. Most of us breathe from our diaphragm. If you breathe from your chest, let that chest kind of bellow in and out. then it exercises those lungs and it helps move the energy within this area of your body, which is your heart chakra. So try to do some deep breathing exercises every once in a while. You could do it in conjunction with your meditation, which I always recommend. But you could just do it whenever, when you're cooking, when you're sitting at your desk, when you're at work, whatever it is. In and out. That feels good already. And if you do that, you may start to feel like a tingling sensation. Lightheadedness is not good, but tingling is good. And that just means that you're getting more oxygen, you're getting more energy flow into the parts of your body that wasn't getting as much oxygen. Another thing is to try to engage in activities that fulfill your heart. What do you really enjoy doing? They can be things that are really big, really small. For me, I love turning on some music and just dancing in my house. I just love to do that, just to let myself go. I really enjoy doing that. But engage in activities where you feel good and it just brings some happiness into your heart and your soul. Another way that you can work on this chakra is to express gratitude. Do you have a gratitude journal? Okay, you may have a journal that's just for you, just for to write whatever kind of thoughts and feelings come up. Maybe you have a creative journal. Incorporate some gratitude in that. Maybe you want to write things down. I'm a person that I like to write things down. Me being all up in here is not good for me, but I know people who are good at that, and so they can kind of go through their gratitude list in their mind. I'm not that kind of person. I have to write it down. So I have in my journal, every once in a while, I'll just write things down that I'm grateful for. And even if you repeat the same thing over and over, that's fine. As long as you're just kind of being aware and saying, hey, these are things that are in my life that I'm happy that I have, that I'm happy that are a part of me. It brings about that love and that compassion. And so try working on expressing gratitude in whatever way that you do that, whether it's kind of thinking of gratitude, whether it's saying it out loud, talking it out loud, or whether it's writing it down in a journal. But expressing gratitude is another healthy way of kind of balancing and healing this chakra. Foods. You know what I'm going to say. You know. You already know. Green foods. Spinach, kale, cucumbers, collard greens, avocado, green grapes, green foods, and here's the or green apples, and you can prepare them any way that you want. I mean, in all of these different foods, you can make smoothies, you can saute them, you can eat them raw. Yeah, green foods, good for this chakra. Essential oils for this chakra: rose, lavender, frankincense. And then there's some other oils that may be a little bit more difficult to come by, but they're really good. Neroli is one. Hyssop is one. Jasmine is one of my favorites. Jasmine smells so good. Those three may be a little bit harder to find, but if you can find, and once you find them, they may be expensive as well, so keep that in mind. Have it maybe like for a special occasion, once in a blue moon, buy one of those, but those are really good fragrances to have. You know, we got to talk about crystals. Crystals. What crystals would be good for this heart chakra? Malachite, emerald, peridot, rose quartz. I wear these two bracelets, green aventurine, and this is ruby zoisite. These bracelets I wear every single day, or just about every single day. Well, I think that about does it for this heart chakra.
So the only thing I don't agree with her about is the breathing. She mentioned breathing from the chest area, the heart. No. That may be a process she's used to, but my training, my experience, and all the experts I listen to, you're breathing from your diaphragm, your belly button, and then you push that air into the lungs. When you concentrate on your letting your belly expand, your diaphragm will push that air up into the lungs and create more oxygen for the whole body. But breathing in, letting the belly expand, diaphragm expand, and then pushing, as you're breathing in, you're pushing air into the lungs and throughout the body. So we're not going to have time for the other three chakras, the throat chakra, the third eye, and the crown. So I'm going to leave you with a little audio that I found from a woman in Nigeria. But first, heart chakra affirmations. If you're feeling like your heart chakra needs a little work, here are some affirmations to use and to tap into with your EFT practice. I love and accept myself just as I am. Woo! I love and accept myself just as I am, whether I'm fat, skinny, tall, short. I love and accept myself just as I am. I deserve love, health, happiness, and prosperity. I deserve love, health, happiness, and prosperity. Tap into that. Tap that all over your body. Tap your arms. Tap your wrists. Tap your head. I give and receive love unconditionally. That's a consciousness that will take you to whole new levels of your spirituality, of everything in your life. I give and receive love unconditionally. I give and receive love unconditionally. There's a lot of forgiveness in that tap, in that statement. And then I feel stronger, more alive and energized each day. I feel stronger, more alive and energized each day. I feel stronger, more alive and energized each and every day. Hallelujah. Just say a hallelujah with that one. So I want to share with you a little talk. Since we're going to continue the other three chakras on Sunday, join me on Sunday, Soul Purpose Healer. We're going to go into that and even more about the spiritual journey we're on to heal, not only heal the chakras, but to elevate us above the chakras. We know of the seventh chakra in our crown, but there's more spiritual energy above our heads that we should be more aware of that will help us evolve and elevate ourselves. But this young lady, I listened to her and I thought, this is just so inspirational. We may not be able to, well, we'll go over a little bit because she talks about being comfortable and being great, get comfortable with being uncomfortable. Her name is Lovey Ajayi Jones. Get comfortable with being uncomfortable. I think many of us are in this twilight zone. We're very uncomfortable, some of us. But when she talks about, you'll understand more about what she means getting comfortable with being uncomfortable and making choices about the situations we're in. So let's listen to a little wisdom from a young lady from Africa, I think Nigeria or somewhere. We'll laugh or two. We'll have a little laugh.
I'm a professional troublemaker. As my job is to critique the world, the shoddy systems, and the people who refuse to do better. As a writer, as a speaker, as a shady Nigerian, I feel like my purpose is to be this cat. I am the person who's looking at other people like, I need you to fix it. That is me. I want us to leave this world better than we found it. And how I choose to affect change is by speaking up, by being the first, and by being the domino. For a line of dominoes to fall, one has to fall first, which then leaves the other choiceless to do the same. And that domino that falls, we're hoping that, okay, the next person that sees this is inspired to be a domino. Being the domino for me looks like speaking up and doing the things that are really difficult, especially when they're needed, with the hope that others will follow suit. And here's the thing. I'm the person who says what you might be thinking, but dared not to say. And a lot of times people think that we're fearless, the people who do this, we're fearless. We're not fearless. We're not unafraid of the consequences or the sacrifices that we have to make by speaking truth to power. What happens is we feel like we have to because there are too few people in the world willing to be the domino, too few people willing to take that fall. We're not doing it without fear. Now let's talk about fear. I knew exactly what I wanted to be when I grew up. I was like, I'm going to be a doctor. Dr. Lovey was the dream. I was Doc McStuffins before it was a thing. And I remember when I went to college, my freshman year, I had to take chemistry 101 for my pre-med major. I got the first and last D of my academic career. So I went to my advisor and I was like, okay, let's drop the pre-med because this doctor thing is not going to work because I don't even like hospitals. So let's just consider that done for. And that same semester, I started blogging. That was 2003. So that one dream was ending, another was beginning. And then what was a cute hobby became my full-time job when I lost my marketing job in 2010. But it still took me 2 more years to say, I'm a writer. 9 years after I started writing before I said, I'm a writer, because I was afraid of what happens without 401ks, without, how am I going to keep up my shoe habit? That's important to me. So it took me that long to own this thing. That was what my purpose was. And then I realized fear has a very concrete power of keeping us from doing and saying the things that are our purpose. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to let fear rule my life. I'm not going to let fear dictate what I do. And then all these awesome things started happening and dominoes started to fall. So when I realized that, I was like, okay, 2015, I turned 30. It's going to be my year of do it anyway. Anything that scares me, I'm going to actively pursue it. So I'm a Capricorn. I like my feet solidly on the ground. I decided to take my first ever solo vacation, and it was out of the country to the Dominican Republic. So on my birthday, what did I do? I went ziplining through the forest of Punta Cana. And for some odd reason, I had on business casual. Don't ask why. And I had an incredible time. Also, I don't like being submerged in water. I like to be, again, on solid ground. So I went to Mexico and swam with dolphins underwater. And then the cool thing that I did also that year that was my mountain was I wrote my book, I'm Judging You, the Do Better Manual. And I had to own that whole writing thing now, right? Yes. But the very anti-me thing that I did that year that scared the crap out of me, I went skydiving. We were about to fall out the plane. I was like, I've done some stupid things in life. This is one of them. And then we come falling down to earth, and I literally lose my breath as I see earth. And I was like, I just fell out of a perfectly good plane on purpose. What is wrong with me? But then I looked down at the beauty, and I was like, this is the best thing I could have done. This is an amazing decision. And I think about the times when I have to speak truth. It feels like I'm falling out that plane. It feels like that moment when I'm at the edge of the plane and I'm like, you shouldn't do this. But then I do it anyway because I realize I have to. Sitting at the edge of that plane and kind of staying on that plane is comfort to me. And I feel like every day that I'm speaking truth against institutions and people who are bigger than me and just forces that are more powerful than me, I feel like I'm falling out of that plane. But I realize comfort is overrated because being quiet is comfortable. Keeping things the way they've been is comfortable. And all comfort has done is maintain the status quo. So we've got to get comfortable with being uncomfortable by speaking these hard truths when they're necessary. And for me, though, I realized that I have to speak these truths because honesty is so important to me. My integrity is something I hold dear. Justice, I don't think justice should be an option. We should always have justice. Also, I believe in shea butter as a core value. And I think the world would be better if we were all more moisturized. But besides that, with these as my core values, I have to speak the truth. I have no other choice in the matter. But then people like me, the professional troublemakers, should not be the only ones who are committed to being these dominoes who are always falling out the planes or being the first one to take this hit. People are so afraid of these acute consequences, not realizing that there are many times when we walk in rooms and we are some of the most powerful people in those rooms. We might be the second most powerful, third most powerful. And I firmly believe that our job in those times is to disrupt what is happening. And then if we're not the most powerful, if two or more of us band together, it makes us powerful. It's like co-signing the woman in the meeting, you know, the woman who can't seem to get her word out, or just making sure that other person who can't make a point is being heard. Our job is to make sure they have room for that. Everyone's well-being is community business. If we made that a point, we'd understand that for the times when we need help, we wouldn't have to look around so hard if we made sure we were somebody else's help. And there are times when I feel like I have taken very public tumbles and falls, like a time when I was asked to speak at a conference, and they wanted me to pay my way there. And then I did some research and found out the white man who spoke there got compensated and got their travel paid for. The white women who spoke there got their travel paid for. The black women who spoke there were expected to actually pay to speak there. And I was like, what do I do? And I knew that if I spoke up about this publicly, I could face financial loss. But then I also understood that my silence serves no one. So I fearfully spoke up about it publicly, and other women started coming out to talk about, I too have faced this type of pay inequality. And it started a conversation about discriminatory pay practices that this conference was participating in. I felt like I was the domino the time I read a disturbing memoir by a public figure and wrote a piece about it. And I knew this person was more powerful than me and could impact my career. But I was like, I got to do this. I got to sit at the edge of this plane, maybe for 2 hours. And I did. And I pressed publish and I ran away. And I came back to a viral post and people being like, oh my God, I'm so glad somebody finally said this. And it started a conversation about mental health and self-care. And I was like, okay, all right, this thing that I'm doing, I guess, all right, it's doing something. And then so many people have been the domino when they talk about how they've been assaulted by powerful men. And it's made millions of women join in and say, me too. So shout out to Tarana Burke for igniting that movement.
So I just wanted you to get a little bit of a Nigerian woman's perspective on life. We here at Female Solution are a global family, and I love sharing perspectives from all over the globe. So you always hear me bringing in other voices, not just my own. I try and bring in as many as I can in case you get tired of my voice, but I hope that was inspirational for you and thought-provoking, that we sometimes need to get a little uncomfortable when we need to speak up and just do it and not think twice, and especially when it comes to healing your body. This information on the chakras is about having the wisdom to take the best care of your body without giving your power away to other institutions, governments, or other people. We are at such a critical place right now that our body, our health of our body, mind, and soul needs to be amped up so that we can resist the fear. And this woman who you'll hear from again on Sunday with the chakras is about fearless love. Fearless love first for ourselves and then for all of our family members, doing what we think is best for our family members. So thank you so much for being here. Share this video with others if you think they need to know a little bit about their energy centers and within and how to take good care of them. We got such a comprehensive education today on how to take care of each chakra, at least the first four. And we'll continue with the last three, as well as the chakras above our head, the spiritual elements, and the aura around us that also influences our health and our well-being. So have a great weekend. Back on Saturday for more wisdom with the Female Solution. And we're going to say bye and thank you to all our global family now. Thank you.
To our family in China,
Cheche,
India, Zanyaba, Japan, Arigato, Korea, Kamsahamnida, Russia, Spasiba, Germany, Danke, Poland, Jeonkunyeong, France, Merci, Spain, Gracias, Italy, Grazie, Egypt, Shukran, Ghana, Madasi, Nigeria, Eshe, South Africa, Ngiyabonga, Senegal, Geret, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakor, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Thank you. Love you, love you, love you.
Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.